Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2. Friends, our spiritual race is often likened unto a foot race, where the runners put forth their best effort to gain the coveted prize. Sometimes the spiritual conflict is likened unto warfare, where one goes out to meet his most deadly foe. And indeed, we are in a warfare, and we're running a race. And let us not forget that we do have much opposition. The moment you give your heart and life to Christ, the moment you put God's will first in your life, from then on, you may be sure you'll encounter many hindering obstacles. The only way that we will ever be successful in serving the Lord and in this Christian race is to make God's will our supreme goal in life. Notice especially that the Scripture says to run with patience the race that is set before us. This doesn't mean to run as if you were scared for a while and then take a nap by the side of the road, but it means a continual perseverance. Did you ever hear the name of Glenn Cunningham? Let me tell you just a little of Glenn. When he was only 8 years old, on that cold winter morning of 1918, he and his brother were going to the schoolhouse to start the fire in the heating stove. A very tragic thing happened that morning when the kerosene that had been poured into the stove caught fire with a terrific explosion. The result? One brother, Floyd Cunningham, lost his life. Even though Glenn attempted to rescue his brother, his efforts failed, and 5 hours later, Glenn regained consciousness in his own bed with his body badly burned from the fire. The family doctor was called, who in turn sent for the specialist. As these doctors stood around the bedside and saw the pitiful condition the legs of Glenn Cunningham were in, the toes were burned from his left foot, their advice was, amputate his legs. He'll never walk again, so they said. But young Glenn said no, and his parents stood by his decision for him to keep his legs, although they seemed worthless. Days went by. Glenn endured much pain and suffering, but his goal in life was that he would walk again. It took effort on his part. It took discipline and training and perseverance. But would you be pleased to know that one day Glenn stood on his own feet again? He struggled to walk, but he kept at it. As the days went by, his strength increased. As he helped his father on the farm, he was often seen not walking, but running. He watched his diet. He refrained from the drinking of coffee and the eating of too much sugar. In 1923, Glenn was 13 years old. He entered the competition for racing in his own Martin County in Kansas. And who would have thought that this boy, who was supposed to have never walked again, won that race? And from there, he went on with that goal in life to win in the opposition of racing. It was not one medal he won in racing, but many, many trophies were given in his honor because he had started out to win. Now, what would have been the result of this boy of 8? Had he resigned himself to the advice of the doctors who said he'll never walk again? Perhaps he would never have walked. But he had a goal, he had a purpose and a plan, and he brought himself, even his own personal body, into subjection to accomplish that end. We too, as the people of God, have a goal before us. We have a race to run, a crown to gain, and an eternal crown that fadeth not away. Friends, let me ask you today, what is your goal in life? there's something far greater than earthly crowns to be obtained in a foot race. But in order to gain this eternal crown, we must be willing to endure the hardships which we're bound to have come our way. Look at this 10th verse of the 48th chapter of Isaiah. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Do you have afflictions? Is the pain and suffering hard to bear? Then, here in 1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 13, we find these words. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. So don't be alarmed if you meet opposition. Some of God's choicest work has been done by those who were acquainted with suffering, trials, and persecution. Here's a good promise for you to rest on. Luke 10, and beginning with verse 17, says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you see, the Lord is going to stand by his people and bring them through. Then here's another good promise in Zechariah 13:9, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. It is the trials of life which bring out the glory of God in God's people. And don't forget that God has a purpose and a plan for your life, even though he may bring you through the fire. Malachi 3:3 goes like this, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Dear ones, do you want to enjoy the peace and satisfaction and the favor of God? Are you willing for God to purge and purify your life? Then listen to this poem. The refiner's fire. He sat by a furnace of sevenfold heat as he watched by the precious ore, and closer he bent with a searching gaze as he heated it more and more. He knew he had ore that could stand the test, and he wanted the finest gold to mold as a crown for the king to wear, set with gems of a price untold. So he laid our gold in the burning fire, though we fain would have said him nay, and he watched the dross that we had not seen as it melted and passed away. And the gold grew brighter and yet more bright, but our eyes were so dim with tears, we saw but the fire, not the master's hand, and questioned with anxious fears. Yet our gold shone out with a richer glow as it mirrored a form above that bent o'er the fire, though unseen by us, with looks of ineffable love. Can we think that it pleases his loving heart to cause us a moment's pain? Ah, no, but he saw through the present cross the bliss of eternal gain. So he waited there with watchful eyes, with a love that is strong and sure, and his gold did not suffer a whit more heat than was needed to make it pure. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, help us to run with patience the race that is set before us. May we ever realize that the ultimate goal in our lives is to fulfill thy will and plan for us. Bless each listener of the broadcast today. Give them strength for the trials, grace to resist temptation, and the courage to stand for the truth. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nothing between my soul and the Savior, not of this world's delusive dream. I have renounced all sin for pleasure. Jesus is mine, there's nothing between. Nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that his blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between. Nothing between like worldly pleasure. Habits of life, though harmless they seem, that's not my heart from him ever sever. He is my all, there's nothing between. Nothing between my soul and my Savior, so that his blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be with each of you and a very cheerful goodbye.